Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, Frank. Go. Thanks for joining us on this pod episode. You can please share it, rate it, follow it, and that would make us happy. And check out the socials of Matt Harris and Ramona Holloway. And the Insta for Charlotte's Morning Mix and Facebook Morning Mix, Matt Harris and Friends.
It's the Morning Mix.
With Matt Harris and Friends.
Mix 107.9.
Feel so good to dance again.
Matt Harris, JD, Liz, Ramona Holloway. The survey said that 22% of people dance at least once a day. And...
what percentage? 22%?
22%. But I have to question, what when they say
that's
dance,
over a fifth of us but dance.
When you say dance, is it just me swaying for like a minute? Does that count?
Yeah, I think that definitely counts.
Anytime you can cut a rug, man, you're ready to go.
Whether you hear the music in a store or you hear the music in your head.
Tapping a toe.
If you are moving to it, that is dancing.
Tapping a toe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tapping a toe. That's dancing.
That's a skip in the beat.
That's dancing.
Yeah.
You shimmy a lot more than you're giving yourself credit
for.
Yeah, you're
I'm just not
a
aware
wild
I'm
man
doing
in
it.
Here. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, just do
you
it.
Have.
You flail.
Does he? I know the answer to this.
Yeah,
but
you do.
In meetings, you might have seen situations where the boss will be talking and all of a sudden Matt breaks out in the robot. Like in the middle of the meeting.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What is he doing over there? And the boss was like, yeah, you know, what we're doing for the fourth quarter is blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, Matt's over there like, dancing. I'm like, what are you doing?
I dance when I'm zoning out, I guess.
And sometimes you dance when you're zoning back in. It's what I have noticed. Like, getting ready to, like, have the microphones open, you'll kind of, like, shock yourself into alertness.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true now that you mention it.
Yeah. To shock yourself into alertness move.
Yeah.
So my niece does this every single time that we go out to any
she
type of restaurant.
Herself in-
she, no, she just will walk up from the table and just start dancing. She's four.
She will
just start dancing. I mean, I have been at fault that sometimes when she does that, I'll get up and I'll do the same with her.
You're a dancer.
Oh, I love. Oh, yeah.
Ramona's a dancer.
Oh, absolutely. Liz is a dancer.
Yep. I am. Yep. And a bopper, especially like it's more subconscious, like at a store.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, you know, my jam comes on.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm a car dancer for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. In the car?
Oh, yeah.
In the car. I am killing it.
Yeah?
In the car?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm Beyonce.
I'm the best. The best ever.
I am whoever is singing in that moment, I am them.
Do you turn the vent on high and push your hair back?
Sunroof open, windows down.
I'm a woman of a certain age. The vent is always on
high. That's a good point. Good point. Well, you said car dancing. So top stars, top spots people dance. A club, makes sense. A party, a wedding, concert festival, and bedroom. Come in fifth.
Oh, yeah.
In a hairbrush on the bed, bouncing up and down. In your undies.
Get off of TikTok.
Yeah.
Get off of dad bod TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I will. All right. Sorry, Dream. Someone asked Gen Zers and millennials to list some things finally that older generations, they think got right. Because it's usually about, okay, boomer, right?
Right.
These are things that they like. Let's see how you feel. They like physical knobs and buttons and dials. Not everything needs to be a touchscreen, they say.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I like a touchscreen. But the problem is when you have a touchscreen and then you don't have a touchscreen, you start touching things. It takes a while to figure out how to work it.
I remember one time when you totally shorted out a vehicle because you decided to press every single thing on the touchscreen at one time. It was like in 5 seconds, he touched everything. Everything.
I like touching. Things. Not really people too much. They say if you're going to a party, bring something. Not enough of us do that anymore. These are the young ones saying that they, and I could see that, especially younger people might not be into that groove yet of bringing something.
Maybe they're not grown-ups yet.
Yeah.
They're used to someone bringing something
for them. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right. And I think that's a good thing.
In fact, they're used to someone organizing their entire social calendar.
Yeah. Yep. They like the boomer. They think the boomer's got it right on this. There's not enough parking. If a place doesn't have easy parking, not worth going.
Mm.
Yes.
That's the hard part of a lot of places that I would like to go, like restaurants. I would like to visit. You know, you want to meet friends there, but I have friends who do not do parking garages. They just don't.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
So if there's a parking garage involved, they want out. And, you know, some people who live in the suburbs don't
see a parking garage.
They don't do parking garages.
Is it a fear, you think, of going into a garage? Because, like, I understand that. My wife is that way. We go into a garage, it's like, oh, these are all going to fall down on us, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But is that what it is? Like,
I have no idea.
I think it's if you haven't done it a lot, sometimes it's a little precarious because it's kind of tight. Mm-hmm. And when you're making that corner,
that's
you don't
true.
Know what's coming. I mean, mm-hmm.
And if you have to pay, too.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Now you've added another $5, $6, $10 to the bill.
But you know what I do when I'm parking garage? I will not scour too long. I just fly right up until there's a bunch of empty ones. Like, I don't try to squeeze in a spot that's just because it's the third floor or whatever. I'm going to go until I see a bunch of empty ones. And that's probably because I'm a bad parker. But
yeah, we're glad that you do that. I will never talk you out of that. Here's the thing about that, though. When you're in those spaces, sometimes as a woman, they feel a little creepy because there aren't many people around.
You know what's a really notoriously dirty spot are parking garage stairwells.
Oh, Lord of mercy. There's one that just reeks.
I'm talking about
you, parking garage at Trade and Church. Oh, gosh. Right next to King's Kitchen. The stairwell, the elevator.
Yeah.
It's just nasty.
Crazy. And some of these are hooked to, like, nice buildings and stuff. But something is on the stairwells.
Yeah.
They also think that boomers got it right, that things should start on time, especially concerts.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I still think they should be earlier, but hey.
Now boomers, and another thing.
And another thing. Yeah.
Concerts shouldn't start after 5.
That's right. Why not have a matinee?
A matinee, yes.
Music everywhere is too loud, including mood music at stores, and I should add restaurants sometimes.
No.
I love the loud music.
I like the loud music. At restaurants, no.
Mood music. It's not like it's supposed to be background, I think, because they say mood music, so. No, not too loud?
No, no. If I'm in Big Lots and they're thumping, I'm good with it.
Yes, absolutely. I'm the same way.
No, I get jealous because I like the Walmart radio station that plays.
Oh,
I'm always like, how'd they get that gig?
Me too!
Always.
Me too!
I think about that a lot.
Who are these people and how do they get this damn radio gig? Yes. They're not that good.
Yeah. No, I could do this.
And the whole time I'm in Walmart, and I'm like, hey, this is Ken, Walmart Radio.
Yeah.
Who is this? Hi, this is Shamika. And I'm like,
and don't forget your rollback.
Walmart. Yeah. And then I feel like, I'd like to speak to your manager. I can imagine that there are people like us who have spoken to the manager about the Walmart radio game. Because there are people who have spoken to me. Like, hey, you know what? People always tell me I've got the voice for radio.
Right.
So I know.
Yeah. They go to the manager?
They go straight to the manager.
You're working at that radio station, Walmart. It's funny. I said I didn't realize you guys were all going to say that. But I
agree. Yeah. 100%.
Every time. You haven't evaluated the Walmart radio people, you haven't worked in radio.
That's true.
You're right.
Very true.
Good point. Good point. Another thing, I'll leave it at that.
That's no, that is true, though. It is one. It is really funny because, like, when you walk.
If the Walmart radio people hear us right now, we're joking. No,
kinda
I'm not really.
But, like,
I'm
kind of
not. You're
right. Like, you're walking down and getting your laundry detergent, and you're like, oh, that's a bad break. You should have air checked that.
Girl. Like, we're
no,
like, really?
No, you could have gone
that's
different.
That's all there was to it? All this stuff in the store? Like,
expand.
You got an amazing store that sells every damn thing, and that was the best you can do? Take this from me.
Yeah.
I grew up doing blue light specials at Kmart, okay?
You did.
This is not how one gets people excited about shopping in said store.
I think it is. It is people who didn't do radio imitating people who do radio.
Yeah, oh, I know it is.
Totally
I know it is. I know it's actors with a damn script.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've done those things. So it's like, hey, girl, I need new insurance. Why don't you try? Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's true. There's not much you can do with it. I'm sure they have
those
to stick
are actors with a script. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
I could still read it better.
Yeah.
Very true.
We want the job. Yeah. I'm calling Wally. I'm calling the Walton family.
I'm going to go to the manager.
That's right. All right. Rate and share the episode, and we'll talk to you from. Maybe if you're a store out there and you need a radio station to play in your store.
But you know what? I know that we all know the guy who used to be the voice of Big Lots.
Oh, yeah, Max, right?
Max from the Bob and Sherry show.
Yeah,
and I'd be in Big Lots like, damn, he's lucky.
I get that.
He's the voice of Big Lots.
You know, and, I was really, and then you have the little commercials or shows that come up at the gas pump.
Yeah.
I was pissed when it was Maria Menudo's or whatever.
Right,
like, why are they doing famous people?
Right.
Give us little people a break.
Right. Right.
That's a Mario Lopez in the damn thing. I'm like, what's happening here?
At my Circle K.
Yeah. Damn it. All right. Rate and share the episodes. Join us on the Matt Harris Ramona Holloway Morning Mix socials. We'll talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.